Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
The House spent Thursday night under urgency debating two bills containing the government's responses to two recent court rulings. First, it was the Video Camera Surveillance Temporary Measures Bill, restoring powers that the police thought they had, but which the Supreme Court said were unlawful. Justice Minister Simon Power said the court ruling had serious implications for current prosecutions and ongoing investigations by the police and other law enforcement agencies.
Government has decided it's vital we ensure that the police cameras that are currently switched off are switched back on as soon as possible.
Mr. Power said the government would recommend that the bill be sent to the Justice and Electoral Committee with instructions to report it back by next Monday. The Justice Minister then handed over to the Attorney General, Christopher Finlayson, to launch the bill's first reading.
Mr. Speaker, it's important to note that this bill does not seek to overturn any decision. It temporarily holds the law of New Zealand applying to covert video surveillance to be that laid down by the courts before the Supreme Court in Hamed reversed that legal position.
Mr. Finlayson's Labour shadow, Charles Chevelle, criticised the Attorney-General's handling of the legislation, which was tabled in the Chamber barely 7 minutes before the start of its first reading.
It is regrettable that the bill's sponsor didn't seek the leave of the House to release a copy of it in its current form earlier.
Mr. Chevelle said MPs and members of the public were expected to front up to the Select Committee hearings at 9 the next morning. He then made a second attempt to offer the government a compromise solution.
It's been suggested by a number of commentators that what we should do is simply take the regime out of the Search and Surveillance Bill. It's already been through a Select Committee and agreed by most parties in the House. We could take that regime out and we could put it into the Summary Proceedings Act so that there is a clear limit on the powers of the police and other enforcement agencies, but a clear definition of what those powers are.
But as with his first attempt earlier on Tuesday, Mr. Chevelle's request to have that section accompany the bill to the Select Committee was rebuffed by the government. After breaking to hear a valedictory speech from the Green Sue Kedgley, available in full on our website, the debate resumed after dinner with Simon Power explaining the reasons for rejecting Mr. Chevelle's suggestion.
I'm advised by PCO and justice officials that the interrelated nature of the bill makes the extraction of the surveillance regime undesirable and extremely complex and therefore open to oversights.
Then it was back across the chamber to the Greens' Keith Locke.
This is one of the worst bills to pass through this Parliament, and it's being rushed through completely unnecessarily, and is a retrospective bill that legalises illegal behaviour by the police and other agencies.
Keith Locke was soon joined from the opposite end of the political spectrum by ACT MP Rodney Hyde, who said his party had been opposed to the bill being passed without going to a select committee.
Not one party usually can muster the numbers on its own to ram a piece of legislation through, and such as it was in this case, because it's very, very clear that the National Party wanted to move this bill straight through under urgency and to pass it into law. The ACT Party believes that would have been a very serious mistake.
Mr. Hyde said there was a clear distinction between the courts and Parliament.
And rightly so. And ask yourself, Mr. Speaker, what sort of banana republic is it? If the government of the day comes along and says, oh, we don't like that decision of the courts, let's change the law, well, that's okay. But actually, let's change the law retrospectively because we don't agree with the implications of that decision on what it means to New Zealand. That, Mr. Speaker, is the definition of a banana republic.
Mr. Hyde's ACT Party joined Labour in supporting the government's move to send the bill to a select committee, while the Greens were joined by the Māori Party in the Nose lobby. Then it was on to the second bill on the urgency motion, prompted by the appeal court decision that led to a settlement of the lengthy dispute over payment for caregivers who remain with their patients overnight. That also went to a select committee, which will be reporting back by Monday. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.